Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength to do his work. I seem to be surrounded by people telling me how tired they are. Perhaps it's just the effect I have on them. However we're feeling right now, there are limits to our strength. Paul had an extremely busy ministry, and he was fully aware that he needed God's special strength for the work he had to do. This verse reminds us of Paul's words to the Philippians, "I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." That's a bold claim, but it was Paul's personal experiences he faced up to continual resistance and challenges. Few Christian leaders have faced the range of difficulties that he did. He was confronted by violent opposition on many occasions, endured years of imprisonment, suffered 3 shipwrecks, and was constantly exposed to abuse and danger. When he talks about God giving him strength, he's worth listening to. There can be no doubt of God's ability to give us the strength that we need, but we can only do so if we are humble enough to receive it. We'll always be tempted to think that we can cope by ourselves. We look at our experience and our gifts and imagine that we have all the resources to keep going. The truth is that our own resources are incredibly limited. What we need to do is to ensure we're leaning on God's strength from the start. St. Augustine said, "For those who would learn God's ways, humility is the first thing, humility is the second, and humility is the third." God wants us to know how completely we depend upon him, and as we do so, we're given all the strength we need to be effective and strong in his service. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you experienced God giving you strength? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you understand us so well. Thank you that you're able to give us the strength that we need to face every new challenge. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.